Happy holidays again. We're back on the big show, Community Connection. Bill Davis, your host. And as we always like to say, we've got all of our podcasts up during the holidays. Well, actually, during the year, 12 months out of the year, 24/7, we're open at KGMI.com. Just click on Community Connection on the podcast page. You can listen to all of our segments here. Got my good friend Philip Dye, residential project manager and doing all kinds of other things. He's the social media guru as well at Feller Heating and AC. How is the social media guru today?
It's going.
Yeah.
I don't know if that title is very fitting to what we've been doing or what we've had time to do here lately.
Are we gonna have to talk to HR and take that off of your business card?
Yeah. Anytime you deduct words from a business card, that's not too good.
I wouldn't think so.
But there's definitely a lot going on.
I think your job's secure right now. Give us a little history of Feller Heating and AC. You guys been around, 45, 50 years, closing in on that?
Yeah, so 1979. Yeah. So what is that, 44 years
yeah.
now? Almost
mm-hmm.
45. So been around for a long time. Just there's no Feller, it's not family business anymore, but we've kept the name over the years just because we've grown our reputation, and everybody knows us as Feller Heating, so keeping that, and
yeah.
It's been a fantastic year again, just year after year, just dealing with everything that the industry throws at us, just trying to learn and grow and be as productive as possible.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking, you said you kept the family name, and that's nice, because if you hadn't and they used your name, then it would be Dye Heating, and I'm not sure I like that phrase.
You know, that's definitely not something that I would list up there at
the top of
my choices if it ever changed.
So what are you doing today? I'm dying heating. That's anyway. Let's
exactly.
We had a little spite of rain and some cold weather, and luckily so far we haven't had the sub-zero temperatures or anything. But I would assume that people, especially during the holiday season, maintenance wise or emergency wise, kind of have to keep you guys in mind, don't they?
Excuse me. Yeah, it's been good. We've had some flexible customers lately, which has been fantastic. People that have had a maintenance scheduled for a while, and just trying to fit people in for customers that call that don't have any heat. Really trying to get them taken care of, because it has been a little cold. Thankfully, not too terribly cold, which has been good so far. But just trying to maneuver through. Every day is different. You never know.
Sure.
Every time the phone rings, what it's going to be for.
Yeah.
Whether it's going to be an estimate that can get pushed out, an estimate that needs to happen right away, and then same with service calls too. Whether or not, hey, we need to get there by the end of today, or hey, can you wait till next week?
Yeah. And sometimes when the phone rings, it's that silly radio guy wanting to talk to you, right?
Yep, and I'm the reluctancy is growing larger and larger to pick up the phone.
Nice. Philip Dye with Feller Heating and AC with us here on Community Connection. We're getting into the new year. You and I, before we went on the air, we were talking about trying to hold the line on price increases and things like that. What's your current situation on that?
Yeah, just trying to work with the suppliers here. It's the market keeps getting larger and larger. More pieces of equipment are coming out. There is a pending refrigerant charge or refrigerant change here coming in 2025.
Mm-hmm.
So, a year from now, essentially, all the equipment that's getting manufactured is going to have a new refrigerant in it. So
mm-hmm.
we kind of went through this, a handful of years ago when we switched from R22 to R410A. So now we're going to eventually, next year, going to have to do that again from R410A to R454B. So just trying to get manufacturers ready to, or just trying to get us prepared to make sure we can handle that change, what it looks like in the short term and the long term, when we're going over options with customers for new pieces of equipment that's going to last, 20 to 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And just dealing with the price increases that come with that. Every January there's always price increases for material and equipment, et cetera. So just been working with customers here as the year winds down to kind of lock in some pricing before we get those price increases in January. So,
mm-hmm.
But doing the best we can to try and absorb as much of that as possible, because you know, things have been getting more and more expensive every single year, and it's just it's tough, but it's also the reality of the industry. You know, everybody that you talk to, everything is getting more expensive. So all the parts and pieces that get put together that magically all of a sudden create a heat pump,
right,
those have to come from somewhere. And,
yeah,
you know, the parts increase for the manufacturer, well, that piece of equipment's going to increase for a customer. So I'm just doing the best we can to manage that and make sure that we're getting good, reliable pieces of equipment into people's homes for decent.
Well, it just it lends me to this thought: if someone was, you know, putting in a new furnace, or you know, they're getting AC units from you guys, if, I mean, are you trying to like sign them up here before the end of 2023? Does that kind of lock them into those prices, or what?
Yeah, so pretty much what I've been trying to work with people on is just, you know, getting an estimate, and, you know, we're, you know, a little ways out, so it's just a matter of if it's a non-emergency situation, getting pushed into the beginning of the year, you know, I don't want to have to agree with someone on that and then be like, oh, by the way, you owe us more money when
right.
the time comes. So
yeah.
Just trying to be upfront with people, say, hey, you know, if it's something that you want to do, we're going to have to wait until next year. But I can get that pricing locked in for you, you know,
yeah.
if you pay a down payment, essentially. So
just
trying to work with people and give them the opportunity to get something on the schedule now without, you know, having that increase of price.
Do you have anybody right now, Philip, actually getting AC installed? Or is that kind of it's quiet now and everybody's doing heating? Or are you still doing some AC work right now?
We are.
Really?
It's quiet.
Yeah.
It's quiet on that front.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not getting my doors and getting knocked down for
sure.
people wanting air conditioning. But every once in a while, yeah, every winter I have a handful of people who are like, you know, I need a new furnace, but I want AC, so let's just do it all now. So, yeah, we've definitely been putting in some AC units. I every time I hit place order online, I always wonder in the middle of
yeah.
November, December, what the people at our distributor is
what they're
is
thinking, right?
You know, like, man, why are we shipping out an AC unit in December?
This is because
you know,
us, the crazy Northwestern people, that's what we do, right?
Exactly. We got to get it in now so we don't have to wait when the time comes.
Yeah, it makes total sense. Well, I'll tell you what, if folks are, you know, looking for maintenance, they're looking for maybe to do a new furnace, you know, go Daikin. We've talked about ductless before, or, you know, maybe AC. The best way to get a hold of you guys, would that be through the website, I would think?
Yeah, pretty much everything, all of our contact information is on the website, you know, phone number, email address, you know, there's different ways to file an inquiry via the website as well. So we try and stay on top of that as much as we can, trying to get back to everyone here. You know, between my time here in the office working on estimates and talking to radio people like you,
yeah,
it's definitely trying to get back to people as soon as we can. So all of our information is on our website. Fellerheating.com, or you can call us at 360-733-4827.
Well, I can maintain full disclosure here, as we've chronicled before, Feller Heating and AC brought the AC out to our house after we had that 100-degree summer. And that was, I think it was maybe 2 or 3 years ago. I have good news for you, my friend. It's still working. How about that?
Oh, well, cross my fingers and hope to die. It works.
Nice. Always good chatting with you. Philip Dye, Feller Heating and AC. Have a great happy holiday, okay, buddy?
Awesome. You too, Bill. Thank you.